Hola a todos y bienvenidos una semana más. Feliz domingo, como siempre. Y hoy tenemos una clase muy especial. Because today, the lesson is going to be in English and Spanish. I usually receive comments of people saying, "Why don't you make more videos in English?" And the reason why I don't make more videos in English is because when I make videos in English, I receive comments complaining about having videos in English because it's a Spanish class, so I should speak Spanish all the time. And those people who don't speak English from countries where English is not spoken do not understand. But I want to include everybody in the videos, so from time to time I will make a few videos in English, or maybe I will create another channel to make more videos in English, because I know it's important. Because if you don't know anything of Spanish, how can you even understand what I'm saying in Spanish? And today's lesson is about words in Spanish that don't exist in English, so the meaning is going to be very difficult to explain with just words in Spanish. I don't think you will understand if I just explain it in Spanish. So that's the reason why today's video is in English. But anyway, as I said, I'm going to be mixing because there's going to be a lot of examples in Spanish. So stay, because it will be very useful. The first word we're going to see today is puente. As you already know, it means bridge, but it has another meaning related to bank holidays. Puente is when a bank holiday falls on a Friday or on a Monday, so you have a long weekend. But it is also when the bank holiday is a Thursday or a Tuesday and you get one extra day off. For example, if the bank holiday is a Thursday and you also get Friday off, that's puente. Eso es un puente. So a common question when a bank holiday on a Thursday approaches is, ¿en tu empresa hacéis puente? ¿Haces puente? Or, if you already know, it's national, usually national puente, national long weekend, because it's usually done that way, you ask, ¿qué vas a hacer el puente? O, ¿te vas de puente? Sí, me voy de puente a la playa. Así que, so, ir de puente is to do something during the long weekend, during the bank holiday plus an extra day off. Another word in Spanish that doesn't have a translation in English is estrenar. Estrenar is usually translated as to wear something for the first time. As for example, estoy estrenando esta chaqueta. I'm wearing this jacket for the first time. O, ¿cuándo vas a estrenar este vestido? When are you going to wear this dress? Like, you bought it a long time ago and you haven't used it yet. Te lo compraste hace mucho tiempo y aún no lo has estrenado. But it can also be used for new things, like a new haircut. You get a new haircut and you say, estoy estrenando corte de pelo, estoy estrenando peinado. You get a new look, a new hairstyle, whatever. You can also say, estoy estrenando casa. Estrenando casa doesn't mean the house is new. It means you're living there for the first time. And you can even say, estoy estrenando trabajo o estoy estrenando novio. It's like saying, I have a new job, I have a new boyfriend. So you have something new. The next word is one of my personal favorites. It is merendar. I find it difficult to describe what it is because the translation you usually use is snack, but snack can be in any part of the day, just in between meals. But merienda is a meal itself. We have four meals in Spain, in Spanish. We have desayuno, we have almuerzo, we have merienda, and we have cena. And what do we do in the merienda? Well, it is usually in Spain, it is usually in between 5 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. And sometimes it's kind of another breakfast. Or when you eat something sweet, you eat like a I don't know, biscuits or some muffins or just sweets. For example, when I was a child, and I think still today, one of the most popular meriendas was bread with nocilla. Nocilla is a kind of Nutella, but it is Spanish. But of course, you don't have to eat something that caloric. You can eat something like fruit, or you can just have a tea or a coffee, but you will definitely have something to eat, because of course we have lunch like at 3 p.m. and we have dinner like at 9, 10 p.m. So you need something to eat in between in order not to die. So I can say, vamos a comprar unos pasteles para la merienda de hoy. Or, ¿qué vas a merendar? ¿Quedamos para merendar? That's very typical. Quedar para merendar. You can meet with a friend for lunch, for dinner, but also for merienda. And since we are talking about eating something sweet, it's just logical that the next word is empalagar and empalagoso. Something empalagoso is something that is very, very sweet, too sweet, sickly sweet. It's something you cannot even stand in your mouth because it's too sweet for you. Like for some people, Nutella, for me, Nutella is perfect. It's not empalagosa at all, but for some people, it is too sweet. So I can say, para mí, el chocolate es muy empalagoso. O no comí más tarta porque era muy empalagosa para mí. And we have the verb empalagar, so I can say, a mí el chocolate me empalaga mucho, me empalaga. O necesito beber agua porque me he empalagado con este pastel. And we even have a noun, empalagamiento. Tengo que beber para quitarme este empalagamiento. But it's not only used with food, it can be used with people who are too sweet, but not in a good way, like a couple who are kissing and hugging and saying cheesy things in public, and you say, oh, son tan empalagosos que no quiero quedar con ellos, por favor, ven conmigo porque ellos son muy empalagosos. The next word is deshora. Deshora. Remember, the H is not pronounced. And especially the expression a deshora, which means at the wrong time, at an inconvenient time. And we use it when you do something at a time that is not the proper time for that. For example, if you have merienda, si tú meriendas a las 8 de la tarde, if you have your evening snack at 8 p.m., that's too late. Eso es muy tarde. So you won't be hungry to eat dinner at 10 or at 9. So I can say, si tú meriendas a deshora, o a deshoras, it can be plural too, no tendrás hambre cuando llegue la hora de cenar. The same with sleep. If you sleep, if you have a nap, a very long nap in the middle of the day, you might not be sleepy when the time to go to bed comes. Si duermes a deshora, si te duermes una siesta a deshora, no tendrás sueño cuando llegue la hora de ir a dormir. So, hacer algo a deshora means to do something outside the range of time that is usually devoted for that action. Please forgive my mistakes in pronunciation and in grammar, etc. Because I'm sometimes just speaking out of my mind and I don't know what I'm saying. So, talking about sleep, we have three words related to how we sleep or when we sleep. And the first one is madrugar. Madrugar is to wake up early or get up early. So we even have the word madrugador, a person who wakes up early, an early bird. So I can ask the question, ¿te gusta madrugar? O ¿eres madrugador? No, yo odio madrugar, yo no soy nada madrugadora. El otro día madrugué para ir a la playa y me encontré un atasco igualmente. Cuando voy de viaje, no me cuesta nada madrugar. And we have the opposite, not really the opposite, trasnochar. Trasnochar is to go to bed really late. So it's like to be a night owl. And we also have the word trasnochador for a person who does that. So I can ask the question again. ¿Te gusta trasnochar? ¿Sueles trasnochar? ¿Eres trasnochador? Sí, bueno, suelo trasnochar los fines de semana. Estoy muy cansada porque ayer trasnoché y hoy he madrugado muchísimo. And the last word related to sleeping is desvelarse. Desvelarse means to wake up in the middle of the night and not to be able to go back to sleep again. When you're not able to fall asleep again. So, te desvelas. And it can also be non-reflexive, desvelar. So I can say something woke me up and I didn't get to sleep again. Por ejemplo, anoche hubo un gran ruido en la calle que me desveló y no pude volver a dormir en toda la noche. So desvelar o desvelarse is not just to wake somebody up or to wake up, it's just to not be able to fall asleep again. We have two words to refer to two in-law relatives that I don't think you have in English or in any other language. These two words are consuegro, consuegra, concuñado, concuñada. Consuegro o consuegra is your son or daughter-in-law's parents. That is, your son's or daughter's mother or father-in-law. I don't know if you get the idea because I'm making a mess here. Okay, again. Consuegro is your son-in-law's father or your daughter-in-law's father. Consuegra is your son or daughter-in-law's mother. Concuñado is, okay, you have a brother or a sister, this brother or sister is married, and this person has a brother or a sister. That's your concuñado o concuñada. Two more words that I like and we're getting to the end is friolero in Spain, or friolento in other countries, means that you are a person who is very sensitive to cold, so you get cold easily. Yo soy friolera. I'm usually cold, even in the summer. When they turn on the ACs, I'm usually the first one to say, please turn it off, I'm freezing. So I can say, yo soy muy friolera. And the opposite is caluroso, calurosa. It's the opposite. A person who is very sensitive to heat, gets hot very easily, and cannot stand the heat. So I can ask the question, ¿eres friolero o caluroso? Pues soy caluroso, tengo mucho calor, soy friolero, tengo mucho frío. Yo en verano siempre duermo tapada porque soy muy friolera. Esto es verdad. So this is it for today. I hope you liked the video. Please give me constructive criticism. Give me some comments telling me if you want more videos in English or if you prefer that I just keep with the Spanish in the following videos. So anyway, thank you very much for watching this video and getting to this point, which I really appreciate. So please come back next week for another video to learn something else in Spanish. Maybe it's in English, I don't know. But please be there. Ciao, ciao.